So at this period today, we'll have a heart practice, connecting mind and heart. What's called a Brahma-Vihara practice. As many of you know, Brahma-Vihara, Brahma, divine or heavenly, Vihara, abode, divine abode. And today being Tu B'Av, the festival of love, we got an extra special incentive to open our hearts. So the word in Pali is metta, and often translated as loving kindness. And sometimes that word loving kindness, or that phrase, can seem very lofty and spiritual and noble. Can I really have real loving kindness? Just go for kindness. That's good enough. You're just opening the channel to kindness, which is in everybody here. As the Dalai Lama says, my religion is kindness. That's good enough. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for you. And the basic idea is simply having an attitude of wishing well, where there's nothing in it for you other than a kind of generosity of heart that just wants to see the best for others or for yourself. The near enemy of metta, as many of you know, each of these heavenly abodes has a near enemy that disguises as the noble quality, but is very different. And the near enemy of kindness, or loving kindness, is attachment, is having some kind of agenda, or hope, or expectation, or fear that we won't be receiving what we want from another. So that's a kind of what's in it for me quality, a kind of contraction of the heart. And true loving kindness, true metta, true kindness is just, it's an outflow of caring energy, of wishing well. We all have this in our life. There are some around us that naturally open up that floodgate of well-wishing and love. Sometimes it comes out so easily around pets, where we just can't even shut off the love that we feel. And we're not trying to impress them either. My wife gave me a pillow, it's in our living room. It says, my goal in life is to be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Because it just flows out so naturally and easily. You're not trying to impress your dog. You just love her or love him or your cat or whatever. And it also flows out often easily around children. Often other children than ours. But even ours from time to time, if you have children, of course. because there's something that touches our hearts about them. We see the goodness in them, and we just can't shut off that feeling of delight and wanting to see them happy. So this is something that's not foreign to you, to any of us. And it's just opening up that channel that that allows it to even trickle out is enough, and then flowing out more and more. Sometimes people feel, you know, oh, I'm trying really hard to be loving and it's just not working. Or you want to go for a gusher of unconditional love that showers the whole world. Just go for a little trickle of kindness. That's good enough. And if you feel it at all, let yourself enjoy it and relax into it. Now, often, if you're new to this practice, you might not be aware, but often when we're trying to have or evoke or cultivate a positive quality, other things get in the way that are anything but that quality. And so it's not uncommon to be wanting to generate loving kindness and feel like your heart is just shut down and closed. Or there's anger, or there's jealousy, or pettiness, and all of those things. Don't feel you're doing something wrong if that comes up. You can think of it as a kind of purification process where you're lifting all the things that might get in the way of that natural love that wants to come through. And when those other feelings are experienced, then the metta practice becomes holding them with kindness, holding them with tenderness. Just like you would hold a child if it's having a tantrum, you wouldn't say, in your wiser moments, oh, stop feeling that way. If that child is really hurting, what she or he needs is just to feel held. And so when those other kinds of mind states come through, jealousy or anger or pettiness or whatever, hold them with kindness. And if you find it hard to keep trying to generate the metta, the kind energy, then switch to Vipassana and just mindfully hold whatever it is that's there. And if you want to use that self-compassion practice, that's a good way. Just even putting your hand on your heart, that's good enough. You don't have to fix anything. Just hold it. So when you're doing the practice, there's some traditional ways of cultivating it, as I'm sure many of you are familiar with. But it's a very customizable experience. There are many ways to open up that channel. I'll offer a traditional way, but know that if something you sense works for you better, trust that. And the way I was taught and the way that it can be very effective is to just plant seeds of well-wishing in the mind or in the heart by using phrases. Traditional phrases, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy and strong, may you have ease of well-being. Mm-hmm. But if you find other phrases resonate with you, then use those. So when you say a phrase, if you do that method, you're just planting an intention, a seed of well-wishing. Along with the phrase, another aspect of the metta that can be helpful is to have an image that can evoke that feeling. Sometimes when we get into a memory or seeing somebody's face in front of us, and it just can light us up in a certain way, it's kind of mysterious when you think about it. And when you are accessing that, great. Then the third aspect is the feeling itself. So if the phrase or the image can evoke a feeling to come through the heart, then you can just rest in that feeling, letting yourself enjoy it. And you don't have to go at any particular pace. Go at the pace that helps you stay most connected if you're saying phrases. And if you are really in touch with a feeling of warm-heartedness, you can let go of the words and just relax in that space. Notice it. Don't miss it. How sweet it feels. Okay, so with that in mind, we can do some of this metta practice. And traditionally, we start with ourselves because that's where all the goodness and the love comes from anyway. Where else could it come from but from our hearts? And so to get in touch with our own good heart and to just appreciate that we have that capacity. And sometimes loving kindness towards ourselves is one of the hardest of all. I've seen this many times. And for many people, it is the biggest challenge. Isn't that interesting? That we can feel warmly towards sometimes it seems most anybody in the world, but when it comes to us, then we're somehow left out. And the Buddha has a beautiful line. He says, "You can search the whole world over and not find anyone more deserving of kindness and love than yourself." So we'll start with ourselves, and we can also include an alternative category of benefactor, someone that we're really grateful for or grateful to. We'll just see where it goes. So I invite you to find a posture you can be reasonably still and at ease, but comfortable. It's much easier to access a place of kindness when your body is not hurting. And begin by letting your attention rest in your heart center. If you find it helpful, you can actually physically touch your heart center. Not you don't have to, but some people find that helpful to just connect with that place that we think of that can be touched by others and touches others. And letting your attention rest in that center, imagine breathing in all the goodness from around you. There's a lot of goodness in this room, a lot of goodwill. And breathing it in right through your heart, and let it awaken all the goodness inside. Activating it. And as you breathe out, imagine surrounding yourself, radiating that goodwill out, surrounding yourself and extending it out. Don't try hard. You're just inviting. Receiving and extending a sense of goodwill and warmth and kindness. And tune in to the goodwill around you. And the people that you've been sitting with, just know that they're wishing well for you and are feeling that from you as well. Just relaxing in that energy field of goodwill, allowing it to be received, allowing it to be sent out. And then directing that goodwill towards yourself. Here you are coming on a retreat. There's something in you that's called to bring out the best inside of you, to grow, to awaken, to open your heart. Don't miss that. There's a goodness right inside of you. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't so. And you might get in touch with the sincerity to whatever extent you've brought to this day, whether it's trying to do this very challenging practice, especially on the first day, of just being present for your life, or contributing to the community and through your practice or service in some way. Just appreciate those good qualities inside of you. You might, for a few moments, get in touch with any other good qualities that you have been gifted with in this life that you appreciate. So you feel, of course, you deserve to be happy and to be treated with kindness. And then we can start sending these kinds of thoughts, just first directed towards yourself. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. And as you have that thought, just remember a time or a place where you feel very safe and protected. It's So you just remember and your body remembers. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Or simply, may I feel safe. And now, wish happiness for yourself. May I open to all the happiness and contentment in my life. May I be happy. And again, you might think of a time or a place where you've experienced genuine happiness or joy or contentment. And having an image, if you can, or just remembering the last time you were experiencing that. And as you recall, just shower yourself with that blessing. May I be happy. And you might think of being with your dog or your cat or your niece or child, or just let yourself enjoy it. Oh yeah, I can feel that too. Oh, may it happen. May I open to all the goodness and happiness in my life. Now wish yourself good health. May I be healthy and strong to whatever extent is possible in this body. Think of a time where you felt very strong and vital. And just appreciate your body that does the best it can to serve you. This amazing gift that life has given you. And may I have ease of well-being. And what that means is not stressed, having a sense of ease and inner peace within yourself. And just remember the last time that you felt that. Maybe you feel it. Even now, whenever, and just wish that for yourself. Once again, may I be safe. happy or content. May I be healthy, as strong, as much as possible. May I have ease of well-being. You might take a moment now and wish yourself anything else that you feel will support you in your practice or in your life. Whether it's patience or courage or compassion. What is it that will really serve you? And just wish that for yourself. And now, as an alternative, if sending thoughts of kindness are challenging for you, then you might send them to someone that it's a bit easier, such as a benefactor, someone you're grateful for, grateful to, or a loved one that opens up your heart, that has enriched your life, or a mentor, or a teacher, or a pet, again, somebody who's taught you how to love, or inspired you, or believes in you. Maybe someone you don't know personally, but they've been a benefactor through inspiration. And if you can think of someone, just bring them to mind and know that they also want to be happy. And from that place of gratitude, wish them well. May you be safe. May you be happy and content. Again, you might have an image of them in a happy moment. Just delight in that. Just wish that for them. May you have good health and be strong as much as possible. ease of well-being, inner peace, free of stress. May you live with ease. May you feel my gratitude. You might include both of you together. That's probably what they would wish for you. May we feel safe. Have happiness. May we be healthy. May we have inner peace. And in the last minutes of this sitting, you can either continue to do the metta practice towards yourself or towards a benefactor. Or if you like, you can go back to the mindfulness practice if you can bring in that spirit of kindness in whatever you're experiencing. Just see what really supports you in these last few minutes.